rooted out of Appaloosa, we got that rooted out of Alexandria, we got to take it out of our communities, and we just got to tell them, drugs is not welcome here. Finish it for me. Anymore. Drug dealers, you come in this community, we're going to call a popo on you, and they're going to pick you up, and they're going to take you away. Because we're not going to let you tie up what you've been struggling to raise for 20 years. You've cried at night. You've cried in the morning. You've cried on your job. You've cried while you were eating your lunch, hoping and praying that your child will change. But there can't be no change because your child is strung up.
That's right. Say that. Say that.
Yeah. Wrong drill. Let's get to the text. This woman, this Canaanite.
Talk to me. Talk to me now.
She had. Have you ever felt like you've been buried?
Lord, help us, Lord. Uh-huh.
Sometimes your children are buried you. Sometimes your so-called friends will bury you. Anybody ever dug a hole and put you in the hole?
Lord, help me.
And then took the dirt and filled the hole back up with the dirt on top of you? I'm the only one in here who's been put in a hole. A hole been dug. Dirt been piled on top of me. And they thought I was dead.
Lord, help me, help me.
I guess I'm the only one in the house. But if you've been buried, just let me see your head. Anybody tried to bury you? What you mean, Reverend Bob Bradley? Trying to make you lose your job? Trying to make you lose your home? Hope that you will lose your car? Hope you will lose your mind? Anybody in the house ever been buried? But you ain't been buried. The only thing they did, they planted you. Because when you plant something, it grows. And then they say, I thought I had it. But he didn't sprout it up. Was pain. And then God comes and gives the increase. And then you take root. And then you become a stronger tree. And then you become stronger and better. And then you hold him up. Because you heard the words that pray for them. That this prophet is trying to miss you. You give for them that try to hurt them. You can't hurt me, baby, because what God has for me is for me. He may delay me, but you can't stop. So get out of my way. I should have some help in my eye. I wish I was feeling pretty good this morning. But get out of my way. And don't try to stop. Satan will try to bury your thoughts.
My Lord, say it good.
Said good.
Bury your future thoughts. He would try to bury things that God has in store for you.
Yes, Lord.
But you got to let him know that I'm only planted.
Yeah, all right now.
And I will rise again in due season.
That's right. That's right.
The house you thought I was going to lose, I got a bigger home.
Yeah.
The whole people you thought I lost, I got a better car.
Yeah.
Now I got two or three cars. I got three, four hoopers around the house. At any given time, somebody in the house got to tell the Lord, thank you for bringing me through.
Another point in this text, before we smooth into it, the reason some of us are not blessed.
Talk to me now, talk to me. Talk to me.
Yes. Because God do open doors for us.
Lord Jesus, say it.
And then he shuts doors back.
All right, man.
When I left Opelousas, got elected up here, I didn't know nobody in the church. They could have put a pistol to my head. I couldn't tell the police. Man, I can't tell you no name. I don't know nobody.
Lord help us.
All I can do is give a description where he looked like. This tall, this wide. That's all I can tell the police. It wasn't no hookup. It wasn't none of that. It just, I don't even know how I got here. All I know, Doug told me, boy, send your resume. You took it to a preacher not to be pastor. But look here. The reason some of us are not blessed.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
And the reason God can't open some of our doors.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
Nor shut some of our doors. Because we still holding on to the doorknob.
All right.
If you want to be blessed, shut the door again.
Do I have some help in the house?
Yeah.
Sometimes you miss your blessings because you haven't given it all over to God. You still holding on to them.
Yes, sir.
You still want to be in control.
Yes.
If you ain't in control, it can't go. You, even the church got to turn loose the door.
That's right. That's right.
Cousin Green, you got to turn loose the
door.
Skyler, you got to turn loose.
That's it.
Husband, you got to turn loose. Wife, you got to turn loose. The
donor.
This woman, Hananite.
My God.
Pastor, she has some obstacle.
Yeah.
First of all, she's a woman.
My Lord.
Women haven't always been treated bad.
Say that good.
Right. Amen. Amen.
I don't even know where I'm going here.
Amen.
Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go on anyway.
Leather greens ain't on that shirt. Women haven't always been treated bad. I remember as a young boy, rather, pastor, young lady get pregnant in church. She would have to stand before the church, tell the church she's sorry. And sometime, Reverend, the man was sitting in the house.
There it is, there it is. You on it, you on it.
He was in the church, but he didn't have to stand up and say, I'm sorry.
Right.
Women have not always been treated fairly. Do I have some help in the house? Maybe y'all didn't have that going on up here in Alexandria, Louisiana. But it's in Clancyville, Louisiana, and Hardwood, Louisiana. The young lady had to come before the church and say, I'm sorry. They had to make a spectacle out of her, and the man was sometimes sitting in the middle.
Yeah. That's right. There you are.
this Canaanite woman had some obstacles, Pastor.
All right, all right.
First of all, she was a woman.
Yes, sir.
Second of all, she come from the lineage of Ham.
My Lord.
She was a Canaanite.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Joshua was directed to kill all the Canaanites.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
She was brown in color.
Yes, sir. That's right.
She had a certain and she was not a Jew.
My Lord. That's right. That's it. Wasn't a Jew. That's right.
She had some obstacles, Reverend. Y'all just bear with me for a little while. Watch that 22nd verse. This woman, the text says, first of all, she cried unto the Lord.
My Lord, say that. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
She cried unto the Lord. Anybody in the house?
Talk to me now.
Had to cry lately?
My Lord, my Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I did.
Yes,
I had
to.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about no simple. I'm talking about some serious talking to the Lord. She cried unto him, saying, look at her prayer. Have mercy on me. Then she says, O Lord, thou son of David.
That's right.
That's her feeling.
That's it.
This is her problem. My daughter is grievously vexed.
That's right.
Watch closely. The text does not say vexed with devils. But it says vex with a devil.
That's right.
This text is unlike the legion in the book of Mark.
That's right. There you go. There you go. There you go.
See, because you see, Mark talks about Jesus as a meteorologist, a psychologist, a gynecologist, and a pediatrician. Do I have some help in the house? He talks about him in different ways, but this girl, she is vexed with one devil. There can be six or seven devils within one person.
Yeah, that's right.
But the text says she's vexed with a devil. What is that telling you, parents? That's telling you that before you take the kid to the psychiatrist, you got to take the problem to Jesus.
Say it.
I want the child to see the psychologist.
My Lord.
But Jesus got to see you and the child.
My Lord.
There are so many things that you just got to lift your child up. You can't do with your children everywhere you go. I tell you all the time, Pastor. I tell you all.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday night for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.